I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. There but for the grace of God go I. Now, there's an expression we've all heard, commonly attributed to the 16th century English reformer John Bradford, among others. The message, of course, pertains to situations where we find ourselves better off than those we encounter. Indeed, life produces so many circumstances where we witness the profound suffering of others. The victim of a horrific accident, the neighbor whose house was consumed by fire, the person at the stoplight who's homeless. As we hear from John Minahan, the enduring challenge is figuring out how best to respond to such suffering and to grapple with what it means to truly care.
Pine Ridge is the heart of America. Literally. This reservation for the Sioux Indian tribe, bigger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined, sprawls across the high plains of South Dakota at just about the geographic center of the United States. It's also the poorest place in our country. That's why my students and I had come here, on a service trip to build and install bunk beds. Poverty always breaks families apart, so it's not unusual at Pine Ridge for a dozen children from different mothers and fathers to live together in a tiny house with just one adult. Those kids need a safe, dignified place to sleep, which is what we were there to give them. But we would receive a greater gift. We were cutting lumber in a front yard one afternoon when the spring day turned stormy. South Dakota's weather is even more temperamental than New England's. In just minutes, the sky can cloud over, the temperature can plummet, and the wind, ever present, can rise to gale force, accompanied by a stinging sideways drizzle that hits you like buckshot. One of our group had neglected to bring a coat with her. The woman whose house it was went inside and got her a sturdy, well-worn denim jacket. At the end of the day, the student tried to return it, but the woman shook her head and told her the jacket was hers now. "This is a sign of friendship," the woman said. "Think of us when you wear it." When the student protested that this could mean one less coat for the kids who lived there, the woman told her not to worry, because someone, friend or stranger, would be sure to provide one. That's how things worked on the reservation. "Besides," she added, "someday you'll meet someone who needs a coat. Now, you have one to give." I think about the nation that surrounds Pine Ridge, about the history that created Pine Ridge, and I see power, wealth, and success worshipped like gods. I also see that those are never the stuff of the stories we tell about our best days. No, we talk about providing for our children and facing storms together and sharing with those in need, no matter how much or how little we have. I believe we need reminders of that, now more than ever. I found one, right there at the heart of America.
John Minahan teaches English and psychology at the Lincoln School in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer. Thank you.